This is Akashwani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The government today assured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available. The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in the normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
The government today reassured that all refineries in West Asia, celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz have been overshadowed by escalating conflict and widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. The region has witnessed a sharp intensification in hostilities, with a cycle of retaliatory strikes now directly targeting economic assets rather than purely military positions. In the UAE, key installations including the Habshan gas facility and the Bab oil fields were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and the falling debris. A missile threat was reported this morning as well. In Kuwait, the Mina al-Ahmadi refinery was hit in a drone attack. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility has suffered intensive damage and the Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, disrupting a major share of global oil and gas flows and sending energy markets into volatility. Meanwhile, Israel has reported fresh airstrikes on the Iranian targets near Tehran and saying that operations will continue. On the other hand, Iran has responded with new attacks on Israeli and U.S. positions, warning of zero restraint and vowed to continue missile production amid concerns rising over threat to global tourism sites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they discussed the current situation in the West Asian region and condemned the attack on the energy and civilian infrastructure, underscoring the adverse impact on global food, fuel and fertilizer security. Mr. Modi reiterated the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. Prime Minister Modi also conveyed greetings on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr and thanked the King of Bahrain for his continued support for the well-being of the Indian community in his country. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that Income Tax Act 2025 lowers the error, disputes and compliance cost. Addressing a nationwide awareness campaign on the Income Tax Act 2025, Prarambh 2026 in New Delhi, Mr. Sitharaman underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who wanted to understand it. Eid al-Fitr will be celebrated across the different parts of the country tomorrow with religious devotion and enthusiasm. The festival marks the end of holy month of Ramadan. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greeting to the citizens on the eve of Eid al-Fitr. In a message, the president said, the festival of Eid gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. In Orleans, Master Badminton Indian shuttlers Tanvi Sharma and Isharani Barua has stormed into semi-final of women's singles. Tanvi defeated Japan's Natsuki Niyadra by 21-14 and 21-14 in the quarter-final clash at Paris Des Sports in France this evening. And that's the end of the news bulletin.